started.
The chairs until the end of the prayer. Right? Okay, if we're still praying, don't be moving around. Wait till we're done praying.
Okay, my name is Father Francis. I have been teaching homeschoolers. This will be my 24th year. It used to be as wide as most of Southern California, 7 different locations. Josie, come up here and get the handout. And now, this is the only place where I teach. That is, I'm more focus on one spot, okay? This parish. I'm here 4 days a week. Some announcements before we get to the syllabus. San Secondo Catholic Church was blessed by having Bishop Gerald Barnes, come to visit us. He was here for a whole day Saturday and a whole day Sunday. And that's what he does. He goes from parish to parish to visit and find out what's going on in every parish. He hadn't been here for like 7 years, so it was overdue. He was pleased with our parish. He knows what's going on. He knows that those in this parish come from long distances. They're not in the parish boundary. No one is in our parish boundary. But everybody that comes to our parish wants to be at San Secondo Catholic Church. Because of the liturgy, the reverence, tons of confessions. They love their priests. There was not one complaint about the staff. That is just so unusual, all right? And the bishop visited 2 homes, which he does anytime he visits the parish. He'll visit the poor or the handicapped, physically, mentally, marginalized people. He visited one home where you have the wife can't get out, okay? And so we've been visiting her for some years. And the other place was our secretary's home, Elizabeth. Her husband has had dementia for 22 years. Her daughter has had schizophrenia for 15 years. It's really tough, you know. She puts in 8 to 16 hours of work a day, and then she comes home to that, okay? The bishop has some beautiful words to them. And he was in the backyard, and it's a beautiful garden. All kinds of fruit trees and stuff. He said, this is a beautiful place to pray. He could appreciate the work that goes into making a garden, right? I think I could learn a lot from him. He told us that he never said that when Father Marx retires, this parish will be closed down. He said he never said that. Okay, so it's a rumor. I got it from Father Marx. I don't know where he got it from. Okay. So that's one announcement. Another announcement is the 50 acres across the street. Okay, that's called Guasti on that side of Turner, and we're in Ontario. We used to be in Guasti. Okay, it's a little confusing. But sometimes we say Guasti, Ontario. That 50 acres was just bought up. I don't know what they're going to use it for. The people that bought it are coming to our parish next week, this the 12th of September. They'll meet with our administrator, Father Stanley, and then I will give them a tour. And when I know what they're going to be doing with that property, I'll let you know. Something else? It's terrible that there's a recycling place so close to the church. They have no sense of the sacred, okay? It stinks, it's loud. There's stuff going on before the sun comes up, okay? Trucks blocking entrance and exiting our parish, okay? We have been told by their new foreman that they will be moving out in a year. They'll be selling the property. I don't know, because they say they're going to build this wall. Why build a wall if you're going to move in a year? And then they have that permanent structure that they just put up over this summer, that 37 thing that's bolted into the cement. So I don't know. I'm curious to find out if they're going to move. And pray that they're not going to sell it to another recycling company. I mean, to me, that's what it looks like. Pray that we can get that property. There are people who don't regularly attend our parish, but they are movers and shakers in Ontario, and they have money, and it's their idea to buy up that property. We used to be our property. We may pray that we get that back. Okay, you're the only people I've told this to. All right? I know these movers and shakers, and they've been thinking about this for the past year. Okay, so this is if that property goes up for sale, these guys are hoping to jump right in there and get it for us. Also, there is a homeschool mom in Huntington Beach, Mrs. Vasquez, who was out here in our parish a year and a half ago, and she got a really good idea. She got permission to clip branches from an original Guasti grapevine. Okay? It's on Guasti Road. Coming out of the fence, she clipped 20 branches and just stuck them in pots, and they're all growing. She gave me 10 of them. She's going to give me the other 10 when I get back. And we're hoping to plant all 20 vines. They're not that big, they're like up to here. We're hoping to plant this plant these 20 vines on our property. Okay? And so we would have original Guasti grapes that people could just pick, and you could get literally a taste of history. Okay? Anything else? Okay. I'm going to be here this week and next week, because the priests from our Diocese of San Bernardino, they're going to be getting together for their annual convocation. I don't know if there's going to be masses going on, probably communion services, but not masses going on around this area, so we may have more people coming to our weekday masses. But I will be here all of next week, right? So we won't skip a beat. It'll be the same number of masses, confessions, no problem. Many of you know the Kelly clan, right? They go to the Tridentine Mass, they sing in the choir. There's all kinds of Kelly families that are all connected. And the patriarch, Mr. Patrick Kelly, is not expected to live. They've already planned his funeral. Anybody heard anything about, yes? He did pass away. What was that yesterday? This morning. Okay, so this is hot off the press. On this morning, okay, the patriarch of the Kelly clan, okay, a wonderful man, really looked up to by his grandchildren. Okay, good. Thank you for that announcement. Okay, so those are things happening at our parish. I'm a Norbertine at St. Michael's Abbey. It's almost a 50-mile bicycle ride to come up here every week. I've been a Norbertine since 1984, and my superior very much values me being here at this parish. It's so easy to get permission. You know, I just asked him, you know, a few days ago, could I come up here for the whole week of next week? He didn't ask any questions. He said, sure, you know, just whenever you're needed for extra things, you know, you have permission. All right, so that's good news. You heard that our abbey is moving. We have no more room for our priests, seminarians, not enough room in the church, the parking lot, you know, for like Easter and Christmas. It's a zoo. It's just crazy. There's not enough room to park. So we got a piece of property more hidden away with our backyard, a regional forest, Cleveland National Forest. It's only about 7.5 miles from our present abbey. We hope to move in, supposedly. This thing, you know, this whole thing keeps changing and changing. Okay, so this might be out of date. I don't know. Maybe October 2020, we hope to move in. It won't be finished, okay, but we hope to move in. This is our last year for having the prep school, the high school. There will be no prep school, at least in the near future. And we were hoping to use that property for a retreat center, and it looks like we're going to sell it. Okay. So there's all these people that want to come to our abbey for retreats. Will they be able to come to the abbey for retreats once we move in? Not likely in the near future, because our Dominican sisters will need a place to stay until we start a second project. It won't be that big, but to build their convent. Okay, so they're gonna live, it looks like, I mean, this stuff keeps changing, they're gonna live in what will later on be a retreat center. Due to the summer camp, I don't know, where would you put the summer campers? There's no high school to put them in. You know, so we have to think about that one. We have 4 new seminarians. You can see the progress going on building this new abbey, the church, the pre-seminarian buildings, offices. You can see this thanks to one of our priests who loves all this high-tech stuff. He's got a drone, Father Joseph. And every few days, he gets his drone and he flies that thing over the buildings, or he takes pictures. And so you usually get about a 3-minute video of the progress going on. And the roof the red tile roof of the buildings is almost complete. Okay, the roof is almost done. On the Tuesday video, it showed that they were finishing up the pouring and smoothing out the cement floor of the church. And they're starting to build the cemetery chapel. We're going to have a cemetery for the Norbertines and benefactors, family members of our abbey. To access the day-by-day progress of our abbey, if you want to see that on the internet, it's facebook.com, or go to Joseph Horn. Okay, that's our priest, Father Joseph. And you can not only see what's happening in the here and now, but anything from the past. It's all there. You just, you know, go to search, and after that you can figure it out. You can just see the whole building from the time it started up until now. Okay. As far as me, I was here most of the summer. I was here all of August. As of yesterday, it looks like I'm going to be going to a parish in Yorba Linda Wednesday mornings. There's the 8 a.m. Mass, preceded by confessions, and then after Mass, confessions, until there's no confessions. That's on my bicycle route to this parish. It's about the halfway point. It's only 2 miles out of my route. I've been asked to help out there. That's the parish that has 24-hour adoration every day. That's the parish that has a really good pastor. He knows the faith. That's the parish that's producing vocations to the priesthood, one this past June and one next June, God willing. Father C. Nguyen, a Vietnamese priest, is doing a tremendous work at that parish. But they're not giving him enough help. We have the priest in our diocese to where he could get another priest. Okay, so I want to help him out. Okay, so that's what I'll be doing on Wednesday mornings, starting not next Wednesday because I'm here, but the following Wednesday, the 18th of September. Okay, that's Yorba Linda St. Martin de Porres. Okay, so that's my announcements. Did anybody come in late and they're the oldest in their family in this class who did not get a handout? I think over here. Yeah. Yes. Anybody else? Yeah, Diego. Last call. Let's take a look at this. Okay, so Father Francis, class 2019-2020. Bible apologetics. First semester, you have 15 weeks. That's always the case, first semester. Second semester is 19 weeks. So the topics, today's the overview, next week, the Bible, okay? How did we get it? Did it just come down from the sky? Okay. Protestants can't tell you that, generally. We're going to take a look at that. And interpretation of the Bible, okay? And then week three, tradition. Martin Luther said all you need is the Bible. You don't need tradition. Is that in the Bible? And then week four, God. One God, not many gods. Proof of his existence. I don't know. And then the next 2 weeks, it's on Jesus. Jesus, who is the second divine person of the Holy Trinity. He's a divine person. Okay, where is that in the scripture? And then tons and tons of texts. I mean, you can do a whole semester on Jesus as the Messiah. Okay, week seven, proof that the Holy Spirit is a divine person. And that he proceeds from the Father and the Son. Okay, this is where Orthodox, Greek, Russian Orthodox, other Orthodox, they have a problem with that. Okay, they don't know where that is in the scripture. Week number eight, the church Jesus started, not 34,000 man-made churches. And then two on Our Lady. First on you know, her and her role in salvation. And then the second is the Rosary. All 20 mysteries of the Rosary are found in the scripture. And then week 12, Purgatory. You can find that in the Old Testament and the New. Hell. No one talked about hell more than Jesus. And then week 14, you start preparing. Well, this whole semester, you're preparing for your oral exam, okay? I'll review it, and then week 15, you come in here, line up, and you tell me what you learned this semester. It's the question I ask every year, every semester. I ask the same question every year and I get a different answer because everybody makes up their own tests, what they learned. Okay, tell me what you best understand, what you can best communicate, what you want to remember. Some students, they'll work on this every week, you know, especially older students. Putting together week by week what they learned. And so by week 13, they already have their test made up. It's just a matter of putting it all together and practicing it over and over and over orally. Okay. Mrs. Jennifer Therian is the contact, right? So if you have questions, you know, all that, you go to her. The Father Francis podcast is at fatherfrancisclass.net. org. You can tell I never listened to that. Okay. Class starts at 9:30. Be in the classroom a few minutes. This doesn't have to be five, but be in the room a few minutes before 9:30 so that you're not all diving into the classroom, you know, at the last second. I don't want panic. I don't want anxiety. I want a calm class. I want you focused, ready to go. I'm German. I am just so German. My parents are German. I lived in Germany for 2 years, and being in Rome for 4 years did not corrupt me. Okay, 9:30 means exactly 9:30. Okay, it's not Hispanic. It's not Italian time. It's German time. Jawohl. Okay, so be here. All right, and you can leave whenever you've had enough, whenever your chalice is full, okay? There's no point in hanging out if it's just going in one ear and out the other, okay? It's geared for older students, okay, who have been in my class forever and know how I think. I mean, you can just take in tons of stuff, all right? It's just really impressive what you can take in, okay? So you can hang in there to the bitter end, all right? But otherwise, just leave. Okay? You don't have to genuflect or apologize or, beating your breast. I promise, I won't do it again. Or you just go, okay? You just pick up your mat and walk, okay? No class on November 28th, that's Thanksgiving. We'll be done on December 19th. December 19th is the beginning after you do the exam. You have 2 weeks to recuperate, okay? And then we come back January 9th. Bring your Bible to class. Bring notes, of course, a paper, pen, or whatever to make notes, but bring a Bible, at least one per family. If you have other Bibles, bring them, okay? Your grade, it's going to be more heavily focused on speaking out. In these past years, we haven't had much of that. I've been lecturing, okay? I don't want to do that. So one third of your grade is participation. That will be dialoguing with me. You're going to be taking turns trying to show me that, this particular the topic of the week is in the scriptures. It's a biblically based topic. It's not something made up in the dark ages, even though they weren't so dark, okay? Every age is a dark age and an age of light in different ways, right? So I'll start with the older students, okay? And younger students, you just watch and see what's going on here. It's going to take a while to adjust to this format. It's different than in the past. Okay, 1 week I'll be Ben the Born Again, or Jay the Jehovah's Witness, or Mo the Mormon. And you're going to have to dialogue with me. Okay, we might be on a plane or in a bus or at a picnic. Okay. And it's a dialogue. It's not me doing all the talking. It's not you doing all the talking. It's just taking one thing at a time. You say your thing and then welcome a response. What do you think of this? Here it is, right here in the Bible. What do you think? Okay. Dialogue. Okay, not a Mrs. DeRuiter approach, chewing out the bishop. It's just a monologue. Okay, this is two people speaking. All right, this is Vatican II, dialogue. Okay, one third is participation. That's general participation in class. One third is the homework. That's when you dialogue with me. Okay. So next week, I'll spend that class on the Bible. I'll be doing the talking. And then when we come back for week three, I'm going to call on some older students to come up and dialogue with me, a Protestant. I'm going to be a Protestant. Okay? I don't enjoy that role. Okay, but someone's got to do it. Okay, so that's going to be your homework from the previous week. You're going to show me that you did the homework by being able to dialogue with me. And you have to have the Bible. You have to be able to show me those Bible quotes. If you're a younger student, just show me one. You don't have to do them all. I'm giving you a lot, but just to show you how many proofs you got that, you know, that there are. You don't have to use them all. You can, if you're younger, just use one. You know, you just show me, you know, one Bible quote. Okay, that'll be impressive enough. Okay, and then 1/3 of the grade is the oral exam. You'll hear about that by the time you get to weeks 12, 13, you know, I'll start talking about it. Any questions so far? Any questions so far? Okay, Mrs. Therian, do you have anything to say? You're going to be making one of these for me with all your names. I know most of the names already. Okay, I know most of your names. There's a few I don't know. Okay, so now we're ready for the board. Yes, we're ready. This will be one of the shorter classes. No promises. Okay. Apologetics. Apologetics. Five syllables. Let's all say it together. Ready?
Apologetics.
Good. Okay. It's a Greek word. Okay. It's first of all, it's in the scriptures. It's in the Old Testament, the Book of Wisdom, chapter 6, verse 10. And then St. Paul mentions apologetics in three of his letters. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 21, verse 1. His first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 3. And then his letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 16. So that's Paul. And then one from St. Peter, his first letter, chapter 3, verse 15. So you got Peter and Paul in the New Testament using the word apologetics. This is a Bible word. Okay? This is a word you find in the scriptures. The etymology. Okay, so it's Greek. Apologia means defense. Okay, it comes from two words, apo, meaning from, and then legein, to speak. So, this implies that someone has already spoken. Someone is trying to knock down your faith, and so you respond. You speak from where they're coming from. They're claiming that Catholicism is not Christian, that your beliefs are not in the Bible. You are going to speak out. You're going to explain, defend. Okay? What's the definition? It's a branch of theology. That branch of theology having to do with the defense and the proofs of Christianity. Okay, in Bible apologetics, you're using the Bible to do that. Okay, the proofs are in the Bible. You're defending your faith using the Bible. This is what you have in common with these people that you're going to be dialoguing with. Okay, mostly Protestants. Once in a while, these Jehovah's Witnesses will come knocking on your door. I don't deal with them. I just chew them out and tell them that they believe in a false prophet. They should read up on their religion before they start finding suckers to join theirs. Okay, I hit them hard. I don't have time for them. but I hope you do. Okay? It's going to be more impressive coming from you. If it comes from me, I mean, I got the collar on and they're just going to be nervous and, you know, forget this. But coming from you, wow, they will be impressed. I know this because I've taught this. Little pipsqueak kids with their Bible that they can hardly hold in their hands, and they're pointing out Bible passages, and these people are like, wow, okay? They're going to be in awe. And they may come back with big guns, you know, the elders in their church, you know, to take you on, because they couldn't do it themselves, okay? Why are we doing this? It's not all that popular, you know. It's not all that popular in humanism. I couldn't find it in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I found it in the Webster's Dictionary. That's where I get this definition. Okay, but people get kind of nervous about Bible apologetics. That's what Catholic Answers is all about. And so several people are really hungry for that. Okay? They're really hungry for that. There is literature out on that in CDs, but it's not mainstream. There are pastors that get really nervous about apologetics. So why are we doing this? So Catholicism can be better known. First by you, and then secondarily so you can share your faith, your Catholic faith, with others. I grew up in maybe some of you, the older parents, maybe not many, grew up and saw lots of their friends leave the Catholic Church and become a Protestant, joining Calvary Chapel or Vineyard or other places because they didn't know their faith. Some Protestant came up to them and challenged them, and I don't know, and so they were suckers. They could not defend their faith, and so they turned their back on the Eucharist, they turned their back on the other sacraments. It's terrible. It's terrible. Okay? Some of these will eventually see the light and come back. But it's sad that part of the problem is that we don't know our faith. If we knew our faith, there wouldn't be Protestants. Okay. And Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons, those are American religions that just popped that up. Jehovah's Witnesses, I think that's like 1900. And Mormons, that's like 1830. Jehovah's Witnesses, that was started by Charles Russell. And then the Mormons was started by Joseph Smith, and after him, Brigham Young. Maybe you've heard of BYU, huh? Okay, so this is to help us be better Catholics and to evangelize. Vatican II is so much about evangelizing. This is the way to do it. It's not the only way, but it is a way. Now, this is not going to work for those who are not into the Bible. This does not work for atheists, agnostics, okay, Oriental religions. They could care less about the Bible. You're not going to convince them of anything, you know, pointing out stuff in the Bible. All right, so how are we going to do this? In the past, I had you all buy topic tabs and we put them in. Tabs that you put in your Bible so that you can find the topic you're looking for. Each topic was a different color. So let's say Mary, that would be blue, blue topic. And so you just look for those tabs in blue to defend Our Lady. I'm going to save you big bucks. No, it doesn't cost much. But we're going to do something different. I want you to make a list of the topics. Okay, you have this to work off of. You know, you got all the topics. So for each week, just put some Bible quotes. Get a separate sheet of paper and put the topic and next to it some Bible verses. Some will just have one, like if you're younger. If you're middle-aged, you'll have a few. And if you're older, maybe like 3, 4, 5 different Bible verses. Okay? So that's the first thing. And I'm going to... For your oral exam, I want you to bring your list. I want to see your list. That's going to be part of your oral exam grade. It's not oral, okay? But you bring that list, and that will be part of your grade. I want you to bring the Bible to class. We'll be using it every week. And we're going to be learning how to dialogue. This is the age of dialogue. Okay? Dialoguing with people who are different than us. Okay, letting them speak. And if they're trying to dominate, you jump in and you take over. You just keep talking. You know, until they stop. Okay, you don't want... If they're going to do a monologue, you just close the door. Or, what you could do, could I get your literature? And you take as much literature as you can for the sake of recycling. Okay? So that they have less for others. Okay? But don't let it turn into a monologue. Okay, this is dialogue. I'm done. I did it. Any questions? Okay, so make sure you make that list. Start working on that week by week. Don't try to get ahead. Also, you can get ahead. You know the topic for next week. The topic is the Bible. There's no homework for next week, okay? But you may have access to apologetic books, okay? And you could look for Bible quotes that have to do with the Bible. Part of this is going to be history. It won't be so much quotes, but the history of the Bible, how we got it. So bring the Bible. Be here a few minutes early. None of you are chewing gum. If I see gum, I mean, I notice it immediately because I'm a teacher. I can't help it. Okay. And you'll have to spit out your gun. It's easy because people chew like cows. You don't have to blow bubbles. I know it's in there, okay? So it's going to come out in the trash. I don't want it under tables and on the floors and stuff. Okay. Anything else? We're set to go? Okay, let's stand and pray. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help us to better know our faith, to better love our faith, to better share our faith with those around us, for your honor and glory, for the salvation of souls, for the good of the church, the growth of the church. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ada, this is your dad's. It's probably still going.